Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you remember when I announced, and I had to tell you this because you wouldn't have known any other way, which is incredible, that Trump had defeated ISIS? I mean, what? I mean, you want to talk about the list of accomplishments. People say, oh, taxes. No, ISIS defeated ISIS. Most specifically, destroyed the caliphate. When Trump took office, there was no border between Syria and Iraq. It had been destroyed. There was a 30,000 person strong caliphate. It was ISIS fighters and their families. They were creating their own state. And I've explained to you how Trump did it, which was unbelievable that they did. I mean, do you remember John Kerry and his policy of containment? Well, we're going to let them have a caliphate. Just now we're going to not let it get that big. Remember that? Remember all of that. They controlled 37 wilaya, that's their word for provinces, across Iraq and Syria. They brutalized and killed tens of thousands. Nobody cared. And you remember, to my horror, when the first thing, when Hillary Clinton was asked at that debate, with Trump, what is the first thing you're going to do on day one of your tenure if you're elected president? She said, oh, well, I mean, I'm going to tell the Russian Air Force that they have to get out of the air in Syria. We're going to have a no-fly zone. So Assad's not going to be able to fly and the Russians aren't going to be able to fly. That is perfect protection for the caliphate. That's what she was promising. The only reason that the Russians under Obama and the Russians and the Syrians were able to keep control, any kind of control at all over the rapidly expanding caliphate, was because of the Air Force, and Hillary was promising to take it out. ISIS was going to have free reign. I mean, they eventually would have controlled most of Iraq and probably all of Syria. They were well on their way to doing that, right? I mean, so this was the best success that any kind of fighting group had ever had, Islamic fighting group, in modern history. I mean, not since they teamed up with the Saudis to conquer what is now known as the Saudi Arabian Peninsula have they ever slayed, murdered, and taken so much land in the name of Islam. It was very exciting for them. And it ended. Our battle against them was supposed to go on for decades. Remember, we might never win. Trump proved that wrong. There now is a border between Iraq and Syria. Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, Trump defeated the caliphate, so ISIS is going away. Oh, no, they're not. They announced a shift in their priority list. You may have missed it. This is a big deal. That basically, while Trump is in office, and they didn't say it, but it's what they meant. While Trump is in office, they're not going to be able to have a caliphate or conquer land anymore. So they're going to switch to the same tactics Al-Qaeda used. Mid-size, bloody, brutal attacks in Western countries, which we did not see during the Obama era. Why didn't we see it? Well, I mean, they were the ones fighting the Russians. There was a hands-off understanding. No, there was. You know what? Okay, let me explain this. Do you remember back when Obama wanted to send troops into Syria on behalf of the jihadist fighters who Assad was killing? Do you remember that? And Congress said, no. Well, Obama needed a fighting force to take on the Russians, the only people available, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and their affiliated groups, right? So they let him have the caliphate because we weren't willing to send our boys there. So we had a wink, wink, nod, nod understanding with ISIS. And I've explained this over the years many, many times. This is why we're not seeing large-scale attacks coordinated by ISIS leadership on our shores. We have seen lone wolves, certainly, acting alone or inspired by ISIS, sure, but not you know, planned with their help. So what was the first thing that they announced when Trump took the caliphate down? I mean, they did that. I mean, ISIS actually announced, well, we're not going to be able to hold territory anymore, so we're not even going to try. We're going to go back to large-style attacks. Remember that? You wouldn't remember that since the media never told you that Trump had defeated ISIS. They didn't want you to know. But I told you. And I said, watch out. Catastrophic attacks are coming. Because they weren't going to do a catastrophic attack before. That would have forced Obama or President Hillary to take out the caliphate, or at least parts of it, just for public cover. So they couldn't hit the homeland. This is why you saw no coordinated attacks originating from Islamic State leadership on the homeland. It was a wink, wink, nod, nod. They got the caliphate. Hillary promised to protect it with Patriot missiles, figuring you didn't know what the caliphate was. Safe space, you called it, in the middle of Syria and Iraq for these poor people that Assad and the Russians are targeting. You mean ISIS and Al-Qaeda? Yeah, them. So I want to warn you, this is coming. We are going to see large-scale attacks. It will be blamed on Trump. It is because of Trump's success. And by large-scale attacks, I'm not talking about a lone wolf. I'm talking about coordinated by ISIS. Attacks we did not see under Obama. And they will even point out to you that we didn't see them under Obama. That's why. So in the context of all that, I want to read you this. Because this ought to scare the hell out of you. Headline. At least 60 Islamic State fighters have returned to Canada. I'll let you process that for a minute. A new report shows that at least 60 Islamists who fought for the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq have been allowed to return to Canada, despite some of them not even having Canadian citizenship. Remind me again, how hard is it to come for a day trip down from Canada to here? Not too hard. Folks, we desperately need to close our borders. And I don't just mean with Mexico. I mean with what used to be the Western world for our own safety. Around 180 individuals referred to as extremist travelers. Oh, God, you got to love the left. They're not ISIS. Didn't they behead some people in that video? Rape Yazidis. Take 12-year-old girls as wives against their will. Yeah. But they're not ISIS. They're extremist travelers. Around 180 individuals referred to as extremist travelers by the Canadian government who have connections to Canada have traveled to various countries to fight for the Islamic State and other radical terrorist groups. According to the U.S. SOFEN Center, which recently released a report on returning Islamic State radicals, despite the losses for the terror group in the Middle East, the ideology of radical Islamism will remain real for many years to come. And their warning, here it is, just as I told you, it is highly likely that as the territorial caliphate shrinks and is increasingly denied an overt presence, that's Trump did that, its leadership will look to move overseas, including returnees, to keep the brand alive, is exactly what I told you. So Canada's like, oh, well, you know, we can't turn them away. I mean, you know, they want to come to Canada and we have to just try to understand them so they won't be mad. No, they're coming to Canada to kill us. Like they said they would. Folks, they're telling us what they're going to do. They're telling, and we won't listen. Here's the problem. The UK and Europe has also allowed actual ISIS fighters, not just fans of ISIS on Twitter or Facebook. I'm talking like actual ISIS fighter to return. It is estimated there are hundreds of them in the London area alone. We have visa reciprocity with these folks, people. A lot of them have European citizenship, UK, France, wherever. You know what that means, don't you? All they got to do is get a visa and they can come here. We can't stop them. I guess if they're on the terror watch list, we could detain them. I don't know. But they're UK citizens in good standing. And that's if they don't hop, skip and jump right over the Canadian border. I'm telling you, but we cannot continue to have visa reciprocity with our allies. Anyway, if you're wondering why the flood of Islamic fighters coming back to Canada and Europe, well, they're telling us what they're going to do. Anyway, I wanted to let you know before it happened so I can replay this monologue when Trump gets blamed for it. It's because of his success and his success at defeating ISIS and their lax border policies in these other Western nations that you're going to see, I don't know, dozens, hundreds of Americans killed. It's coming. The detente, the truce between Obama and ISIS is off, and they're gunning for us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.